Hallelujah. Did you know you can live a happier, healthier life by just changing how you talk to yourself and to others?
Welcome to the Hope Doctor Show with best-selling author, speaker, trainer, and near-death survivor, Dr. Joyce Hunt Brown. Based on our experience on the other side, this show reveals unique coping techniques and heavenly answers to life's most challenging questions and pressing problems. And now, your host, Dr. Joyce Hunt Brown.
Hello, I'm excited to be with you today. We're going to be discussing the power of positive belief and the power of positive self-talk. You can live a happier, healthier life. Before we do that, I have some other terrific news that I want to share with you. Today, we're going to be talking about reprogramming your subconscious mind for positive thinking, positive feelings, and miraculous actions. One of the ways you can do that is through an audible technology called sleep journey. The really great and interesting part is that this is already available on the website, hopedoctor.org/shop. hopedoctor.org/shop. For any amount, you can donate. And if you can't donate, then just put in $0. But if you can help us for any amount, we really need it and appreciate it. The title of this topic is The Power of Positive Belief. Change your self-talk, change your life. In this episode, I'm going to give you 5 ways to change your self-talk so you will be your own best friend. Let me start by telling you why I think this topic is so important. From my own personal experience, from the time I was in my early teens until my mid-20s, I just wanted to hide. I was afraid of even being around people. I was so shy. I had no idea the wonders of the world that were waiting when we reach out, accept, and change our self-talk and believe in ourselves and others. I remember back when I was about 16, and I just wanted to hide and be invisible. And my favorite outfit was a black scarf, a long maroon coat, and boots. It was winter. I really liked it, and I didn't like it when it got summer. I couldn't wear my maroon coat. I was afraid of being around people. I was shy. I'd never had confidence and lost it. I had never had it. People would make fun of me and joke about my clothes or what I was doing or how I was talking or acting, and I would just go home and cry. I didn't know that I had the power within to change and be my ideal self. In 1958, my prayers were answered about wanting to just become another person, and I found some special recordings that as I listened to them over and over, my subconscious thinking changed, and my self-talk changed, and my actions changed, and I had a whole bright new life, able to help others and myself. Instead of being afraid of people, I became outgoing, caring about people around me, and I even took a class in modeling and did a couple of television shows. I even did an ad on the television in a bathing suit as they were advertising their book for sale. My thinking and feelings were extremely different. Those recordings were lifesavers for me. They changed my mental pictures, which changed my thoughts, my feelings, and my actions. Because of the change of my feelings, my actions, I was able to make it through some very challenging times. And I was able to have miracles and become a whole new person as far as how to face life, how to react to people around me, and how to seek a better future. As I proceeded through life, there were things that came up that those recordings just were not strong enough for me. So I made my own recordings that were really powerful that could help my thinking, my feelings. And then I had them converted to modern technology so others could use them and have them available to help change their lives. I went to the most professional recording studio and had those done in a very professional way. By listening to these recordings continuously, it automatically and subconsciously changes your feelings, your self-talk, and your actions to help you to become your ideal self. It did it for me, and if it did it for me and others around me, it can for others too. Before we get into how to change your self-talk, let's get clear of what self-talk is and why most people need to change it. First, what is self-talk? Self-talk is your own internal thinking and wording that you say to yourself. It's important to realize you're more or less always talking to yourself. As an example, I've heard people who have had something unfortunate happen, maybe a flat tire, and say, oh, I knew that was going to happen. I am so unlucky. People are always talking to themselves, either saying happy, cheerful statements or putting themselves down. I knew I couldn't do that. Oh, it's as my mom says, my dad says, neighbor says, I can't do that. If we believe we can or if we believe we can't, we are right. And we can reprogram our subconscious thinking so that we have positive feelings and positive actions. It's important to realize that your self-talk is tied to how you feel about yourself, to your inner feelings, your self-confidence, what you can achieve or believe you can achieve, or even the goals you set out to achieve. It's tied to whether or not you believe you can, or if your self-talk of saying, I can do that, or saying that I can't or I don't want to. Change your self-talk with positive, powerful feelings, and you can change your life to feel better, think better, and have a happier life. It's very important to be aware of how you respond to what others say. When they say something that puts you down, think about that in a positive way. It doesn't mean you have to think and feel that way, no matter what someone says. To be clear, it's not what others say to you that matters. What matters is what you say to yourself after other people stop talking. Whether someone says something to you that makes you feel negative or down, or something positive, you really need to watch your self-talk. You can reinforce the positive and reject the negative of what other people say with your own self-talk and your feelings. As you say to yourself, I can, I will, I do become my ideal self. And as you say it and begin to feel it more and believe it, you can have miracles in your life. Now that we are clear about what self-talk is, let's go over what are some of the benefits of powerful, positive self-talk. To begin with, positive self-talk can help you overcome stress and counteract anxiety. Positive self-talk can help you ease grief and deal with depression and any other obstacles that come up in life to reach your goals. Positive self-talk can help you to relax and have peace of mind. It can help you increase your energy, your motivation. It can help you have a keen mind. It can improve your memory. Positive self-talk can lead to much better relationships. I've seen people lower their blood pressure and lower their anxiety level by being able to change their self-talk, think of themselves in their ideal way. In time, positive self-talk can help you to rebuild your body, your life, your mental attitude, and to achieve the goals and dreams that you would like to do. Perhaps you're saying to yourself, this sounds wonderful, but how do I do it? How do I do it for me? Number one place I recommend that you begin is with gratitude. Start each day by feeling and expressing gratitude for the blessings that you do have, not for what you don't have. What you do have, be grateful. Thank God for your life, for the ability and the opportunity to change your thinking and change your life, to increase your vitality, your memory, joy in your life. Number two, the next important step is visualization. Take a few minutes every morning and every evening to picture yourself as your ideal self. Say to yourself, I can, I will, I do become my ideal self, filled with hope, joy, gladness. The next critical step is repetition. The first law of learning is repetition. Every time you repeat something, it leads to an impression on your mind, on your feelings, and leads you either towards your goal or away from your goal. This step of repetition is vitally important. This repetition applies to the next step, which is affirmation, the power of positive affirmation. Affirmations are simply positive statements that you say to yourself and repeat till they become a habit, or that someone else repeats to you, or that you hear and subconsciously accept. For affirmations to work, they have to get into the unconscious, the subconscious mind. To do this, there are four requirements for affirmation to be effective. Number one, positive. And number two, precise. Number three, present tense. As if they're already true. As you repeat it, they become true. Four, as they pertain to you personally. For more information about sleep learning, go to the website hopedoctor.org/shop. It's very important the power of positive suggestions be positive. And I've made special recordings that you can use it. Every word is positive, such as I am calm, I am serene, listen to a few of the positive affirmations. And as you listen to them as you're dropping off to sleep or in the morning or repetitiously throughout the day and especially throughout the night, it promotes positive self-talk for yourself and positive actions and miraculous results.
The power of positive suggestion now impresses your mind with the dynamic mental picture of perfect self-control. As you hear the following affirmations, say them silently to yourself, making them your own. I am calm and serene. I am calm, confident and serene. And I realize I am the expression of the perfect Creator's idea. I grow constantly stronger through understanding and faith in my Creator, in myself, and in my supreme purpose in life. I rest in the wonderful realization of continual self-improvement. I know that I have positive control over my life and my actions. I can, I will, and I do become whatever I desire to be by asserting my own inner power. I now see myself as my idea, for I am the master of myself. I can, I will, and I do demonstrate a bright new life of greater personal achievement, physical well-being, and abundant happiness. I picture myself living my ideal life, and my mind is keen and alert, and I have a good memory.
Until next time, desire, visualize, and realize. Believe and receive miraculous results. Hallelujah! Wishing you special blessings from your host, Dr. Joyce Hunt Brown. Have a great, wonderful day.
Thanks for joining us today. If you would like to receive a free copy of Dr. Joyce's bestseller, God's Heavenly Answers, a book about her miraculous near-death experience, or her most recent book about how to live life with hope, purpose, and many miracles, please visit hopedoctor.org. Both books are free, no credit card required. Thank you very much for listening.
Help Us Save Lives. Our nonprofit organization, Stress and Grief Relief Incorporated, has a big message, and we need your help. Suicide is not the answer. Please join with us. For a donation as small as $3, you can help us change and save lives. Visit hopedoctor.org now.